from 2 Tango Mobile.
Beware, beware, danger, Will Rogers, or whatever his name was. good morning, Rusty. N0TR.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's cold out here, and I've been running around doing errands and over here at my church now, headed back home, because I had to go out and gas up the car and, you know, things like that this morning, and go pick up some stepping stones to put down between my shack and the patio, and so I don't walk on the grass. Anyway, so that's what's going on this morning with me. How about you?
Finished breakfast a short time ago at brunch, and we stayed up late watching a movie, which is rare, and watching this series called Murder in a Small Town, which is and most of it's good. There's one little part of it that I don't like, but I won't mention it here. But we're headed down to Aldi's, Home Depot, and then Aldi's, and then Walmart to pick up a prescription, Rusty. So nothing exciting.
In a couple of weeks, I need to round me up a crew to come help me put my antenna together and get it put up, because it's not doing me any good laying in the box. And I got to relocate my desk around a little bit in there to get the space to put everything I want in there. So, you know, I'll work on that as I go. I'm getting my computers all set up back in there now and getting all the updated software and everything that needs to be on it done. So, anyway, it's a little bit here and a little bit there, you know.
My business, but I can't feature why you need help with a vertical. That's just out of knowledge and not ever putting one up like that. But as much as you do for that church, I gather up some of those parishioners there and educate them in ham radio and have them come out and give you a hand.
But some my ham buddies, I can get some of them to do it. Now, you're talking about putting up 26, 24 feet of metal, and that's what it is. You know, it's got, that thing is kind of a little on the heavy side when you're trying to prop that thing up. So I've made a try at it, and it's all the pieces in box. Yeah, they're laying in the box right now, so they're laying in pieces. But the one, when you get it up, you're going to have that 24 feet trying to raise it up into the air, and one person alone cannot do it.
I didn't know that thing was that tall. I see what you mean now. But, you don't think it'd help slap the wife around a little bit like I do with Bernice and, put a backpack on her and maybe a couple of pulleys and have her help you out?
Not sitting in the car here with me. She's at church where they got a bunch of ladies at one of the circles are at church, and they're doing cookie swaps today. So, you know, everybody would show up with a couple of dozen of their cookies, and that's where she is today. So she's not riding along where she can hear you here, because, you know, she thinks you're such a nice guy, and she wants to actually meet you and your better half. Probably now she just want to meet your better half and forget about you.
What do you think, Bernice?
I don't know about that.
Well, I'd say you need to buy a four-wheeler and have her drive the, you know, one of those, what do they call them, off-road vehicles, or a golf cart. Means you're getting old. And pull it up with that, Rusty. Boy, I don't know. That sounds heavy. That's something I can't do. I got to go see the hernia doctor here in, about 2 weeks, Bernice? And he's going to check it again, make sure it is or it isn't. So I hope it isn't. But he checked it once, and won't see me back in 2 months. So lifting isn't something that I can do presently. It pains me to lift a gallon of milk.
I mean, mean, I have to be careful myself. And there's not enough room to, you know, maneuver something like that in my backyard, because I don't have a big backyard. When I put my 10-foot building in there, it took up about 1/4 of the space across the backyard. So that'll tell you something about it. Anyway, well, I just thought I'd see who was out there, and I'm about to arrive back at home. So I'll talk at you later there, Tom. You and Bernice be careful out there on the road. We'll catch you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Nice to hear you. Well, I figured Elaine was with you, and I was trying to get a rise out of her, because I know she would definitely come back at me. shoot. Well, we're lucky to have them. So I'll talk to you later, and we're getting up close to home desk spot anyways. W-U-2-T-N-0-T-R-7-3.